You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning and welcome to a new Saturday episode of What's the Difference. I am Gina Della and I am sitting alongside Ross Sabaki. And I woke up a little crabby today, didn't I, Ross?
A touch. I think we got you in a better place, though.
Just seeing Greg, I'm a little better. Ross made me a little better. But have you ever woke up just crabby? It was kind of a hard morning.
And then we got talking about two phones, right? The stress that brings in your life.
Yeah. Those of you listening, do you carry two phones, one for work and one for personal? I made the dumbest decision after 12 years to get a second phone, and I don't even look at it. It was the dumbest thing. I forwarded everything to my regular phone. Why do we add that stress to our life? And I already can't keep track of the first phone that I need a tile to find it.
I would agree. I have no clue why you did it, but it is entertainment.
Oh, my God. This week we were at a golf outing for Coakley Brothers for a great cause, and I'm like, I can't find my phone anywhere. It was because I instantly put it in my golf bag so I wouldn't lose it. And then I didn't remember I put it in my golf bag. So I'm like, I can't find my phone. I have everyone at the golf course looking for my phone. And then because he has find my location.
He could find the
phone. Yeah, he's like, Gina, we're the hole behind you and I'm the cart behind you. I'm following you and your phone is somewhere. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's in my golf cart. People, don't add stress to your life you don't need. But that's not what we're talking about today.
No, but I want to back up. Do you actually have something to, besides the Find My Phone, do you have something so you can track the phone location? You may or may not have done that with your AirPods, multiple sets of AirPods.
That is the other thing, people. I have three sets of AirPods. I have to not let my husband know I have three sets. Oh, and I'm looking at someone else who's in the room smiling because they all are part of buying me new AirPods so Chris doesn't know, and then I Venmo them. Oh, my God. Do you see what I'm talking about?
It's self-induced stress. You know, we should actually, okay, the AirPods, I have a solution. So get rid of the AirPods. Just get a nice set of headsets because you'll see those and you won't lose them.
No, because that ruins your hair.
Oh.
And I can't fit them in my purse and all the places.
No, they have to have headsets now that don't, like, they can go on behind your head for sure.
Yeah, they do. Chris has them. Fine.
There we go. That just saved Chris. You can thank me later. Hundreds of dollars a year on AirPods.
And don't forget the cute Kate Spade case I have to put it in.
The cute Kate
and then they all have to be different. One's got to be called Pink Flower, Black Flower, and Stripes because I have so many AirPods.
Correct. So you don't lose
this. Oh, boy. Item.
Yes.
Today, we are talking about what is it beyond commissions. It's important to be incentivizing every employee. And what does that look like? Because I have a feeling the minute I just said incentivize, what was the first word that your head thinks?
They'll probably commission sales reps.
But incentivizing, what does it mean? I don't mean commission sales reps. If you're going to incentivize someone, do you assume it's with what?
Oh, money.
Money. And it doesn't have to be. And quite honestly, many people, believe it or not, this is coming from someone who all I care about is money, but many people are not incentivized by money. That is not what is their main, I don't get them, but that's why some people love asparagus and some don't.
Well, and that's why some people like to sit in cubicles and some don't. Same principle, right? It takes different types of people to do different jobs, and that motivation will change depending on the person.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back from break, we are going to give you a lot of great information on incentivizing and the benefits of incentivizing. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. I'm Gina Della. Welcome back to What's the Difference on WTMJ. I am Gina Della with Ross. I had asked Ross, I set him up and I didn't set him up perfectly for the question. That just, again, shows you how we never prepare together, so it's organic. But I had said, what does it make you think of? And you said sales reps commission. So I guess let's go to that for a second.
Okay.
It is probably what people assume the most, that salespeople are the ones that get rewarded the most because they're getting the commissions. But the reality is we have so many different teammates, no matter whether it's at Pella or other industries, we wouldn't function without all the other teammates. And sometimes we say, well, right, the salespeople are the ones that are making the beans. We can't count beans if we don't make the beans.
Yep.
Does the chicken come first or the egg? But we have commissioned sales reps, but everybody plays an important part. And so, you know, Ross, why don't you talk about some of the examples of different teammates we have at Pella before we get into other industries?
Yeah, and I think, you know, actually I made that analogy of like people that like to be in cubicles and some that don't, right? So we have a very vast team that is very detailed, right? They're behind the scenes. They're the ones that make sure everything works the way it's supposed to. That's almost one group. Then you have other outside personnel that they're going to go through and to make sure that the project, let's say the install happens good. Service, there's going to be people that are going to be out in the field servicing the different products that, you know, from Pella that we're going through from maybe today or 30 years old.
Right. And you know what? Little side note on that. I remember one of the most shocking things when I started working at Pella with regard to service was how it works here, because you can buy Pella in many places. You can build a home and you're putting Pella. You can build the trade hotel, boutique hotel of Marriott, and put Pella. Obviously, direct in-home to Pella. Our remodelers are putting Pella in. And then, of course, Lowe's sells Pella. You know, there's different places. And when we do warranty work, when our service guys go out, it is for anywhere in the whole wide world you are getting Pella, including even if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you ordered it online.
Correct. If it's got our name on it, we take care of it.
Which is painful. We never recommend that, by the way. That never, that rarely works out.
Yeah. Enough said on that one. It's like trying to do your own surgery. It's a bad idea.
Oh, God. So Ross just mentioned a couple people. You think of our order processors. They are, our average job size at Pella is about $30,000. So imagine we have homes. I think our biggest job we've ever sold was, what, $368,000?
Sounds about right, yeah.
People, that's just in windows. Obviously, the bigger your home, the more windows you have, the more it's going to cost. I always tell the sales reps that, don't get nervous. They're used to it. They have more carpet. They have more hardwood. They have more toilets that need to be remodeled. Exactly. More granite, whatever. But think of the pressure those teammates have when placing those orders. The bigger they are, the more pressure.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the details, right? And like you said, it's a whole different thing if it's wrong with 10 windows versus 55 windows.
Oh, God, and it could be one common trait that got missed across the whole thing. So when you think of incentivizing for something like that, I want you all to think about your industry. Who are the people, who are your teammates that are focusing on those types of details? Because every single company has those types of details that people are responsible for dotting I's, crossing T's, and double checking. And in some cases, I would say triple checking.
Yep.
What are some clever ways we could incentivize people who are the detail watchers?
Well, I think maybe this is something we've talked about before. What's probably the first thing that you need to do before you even try to think of what incentivization should be to an individual? Probably get to know the individual first.
Oh, correct. Because we talked about money might not matter to a lot of people. And it comes down to things we've talked about on several shows. Get to know your team. There's nothing that's going to be more valuable than the relationship you create.
Yep, exactly. Because then you can find what, like you said, individually affects them and it's important to them, which it could be gift card at a spa. It could be just a physical gift card. It could be going through and modifying schedule, right? Like an early, I've heard of that one before. I've never tried it, but it's a pretty good idea. Like, hey, it's today. You did a great job. End of the month. It was fantastic work. You guys really worked really hard. This next coming Friday, I'd like you guys all to leave 2 hours early.
Right. Mm-hmm. That is, there are so many ideas you can use. I mean, I know what one of the things I just did for somebody, because I'm purposely wanting to get to know everybody. I don't care what their position is. I bought a book for somebody because I found out what this person's interests were, and I just found a book that was on it. I mean, there's so many different, think of how thoughtful that is. And then I wrote a little note in the book. I did give a card too, but in the book, every time they open that book, they see that I wrote that note and I was thinking of them.
In your building relationship, just as you say, that almost makes me think this way here too. There's two types of incentives, right? There's a goal-oriented incentive where, right, we're trying to get to something. You did a great job. Here's an incentive, you know, to get to there, and thank you for doing it. But then there's also that incentive that is to build a relationship.
Right.
And that should be a surprise almost, right? It should be a surprise.
Which I love. And that I probably do because personally I love all those kinds of things. So correct. I tend to do what I – because I only know me, right? So yep. It's just how I do it. You know, other examples when I think of other industries are like healthcare, right? You have the nurses. Mm-hmm. You have the lab techs. Those nurses, I swear to God, so many people depend on the nurse more than the doctor.
Yeah, correct. And in thinking of healthcare, I think of my wife who is in the healthcare. One of the things that I'll hear, it's not an incentive for a goal, but it is something, a surprise. There's a lot of times they'll just surprise them. They'll show up with lunch, right? It's just a nice thank you to build that relationship.
I have to tell a quick little funny story. There was a year, Ross always gets great evaluations. He's like a 10 out of 10. I was telling him he's a 12 out of 10 if I could do it. And then, you know, he had follows with his raise and his wife said, "Are you kidding me? You get to make that kind of money. I save lives every day." I will never forget that as long as I live. We have hospitality, and I'm going to go right to the housekeepers who are cleaning the rooms. Right? You mm-hmm. go to your hotel room. I don't care. There are cities where no matter how fancy you are, they might not have a Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. But it's still hard work.
It's very hard work. Retail. You again, I'm not going to just even talk about the people selling you the products. What about the clerks that are stocking? What about the warehouse people that keep the shelves full? Without them, the sales team wouldn't have anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Transportation, logistics. The drivers, the dispatchers, the mechanics, they're all the people that keep things moving. So as you listen to this, what industry are you in? Who are you missing when you're incentivizing, from the smallest or the largest?
And think of your product, whatever it is, and start at the end and work backwards. Not at the front where it's sold, right? Start
exactly.
at the end. And then you'll see all these people that are helping you and helping the customer in your mission statement. Those people you're going to see pretty quickly are the ones that are being missed.
Perfect. When we come back, we're going to talk about some fresh incentives with ideas by Roll. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back to What's the Difference. I have to mention, you can find us on WTMJ.com or Spotify or any other place you stream your music or podcast from, and just look up What's the Difference with Gina Della. You do not have to get up at 6:30 a.m. for the love of Pete.
Who did you miss? I don't want to forget this. Our little conversation.
Well, I thought
did you miss?
Poor
Greg is just like, I almost stepped in and like, how about producers? We need some incentivizations as well.
Back here too.
Oh my God. I am going to find out every detail about Gregory Hill, what he likes, what he loves, what he doesn't like. And I don't even know what that gift basket might look like the next time I come here. Oh, he's so happy now. Oh, how did I miss that? Because I was crabby.
No, in the beginning, but you pulled out of that funk. We're in a great spot now.
Yeah, we're in a great spot. All right, Ross, let's give some fresh ideas by Roll, because everybody has order processing staff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't care what your business is, right? So could we incentivize maybe by accuracy bonuses or quarterly awards for zero errors?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because that almost shows performance, right? That's definitely one of them to see their performance. And honestly, they feel good about that too, because they're very detailed. They're very proud of the fact that this is what I did at the end of the month. Sometimes even just showing that as an incentive in itself, just because I can see how well I've done and how well I performed.
Okay, Ross just hit the nail on the head in two ways. See, you don't even do it once in one way with one comment. It's two. One is that's what they're working so hard on is the accuracy, and recognize them for doing it, incentivize them for doing it. And it doesn't have to be financial. What would that mean to you? Just getting a card from your supervisor, leader, owner of the company, that literally a handwritten note that said, I realize what the time and effort you put into that and the detail and all the things.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
That's all you need.
Oh, for the love. And then there's fun, visible rewards like lunch.
And lunch, and when you say lunch, because I always think about our owner, John, and what he does. He'll take people out to dinner and lunch. It's that time that he's willing to give the time for somebody that is honestly more rewarding a lot of times than any money, gift bid, or, you know, gift card you could give.
Absolutely, because he's giving his time.
Yep.
And again, a plug for him is we are well over $100 million company. We are spread across Madison, Milwaukee, and now our beautiful new office in De Pere. And John and Ann make the time.
Mm-hmm, correct.
To drive down here or Madison when the winners are from around here, which we tend, depending on the segment, we're the larger area here. And it means so much to everybody when they do that. So those of you that are in leadership or principal positions, think about that because your time means a ton. Any thoughts before I go to the next one?
No, I'll hold. I wrote my note, and I think you're going to get
it. Okay, because I saw him writing. You know, I wish you all could see how much he writes and writes and writes. We have you all have customer service teams, and it's great to hear the once in a blue moon where someone will take the time to call and say how great someone was on your team. But what about those poor people that have to constantly hear the frustrations?
Yeah, to go through, and how do you reward them? It's again, I appreciate you. I'm going to go back to that same one. It's like, how do you show the appreciation for them? Right? Because incentivization isn't always money. Sometimes it's time. Sometimes it is physically something to go through and to say thank you for doing that.
I thought one of the things would be all of us have slower times of a month. And I get it. There's going to be busier times of the season depending on what your business is, whether it's Christmas coming and you're in retail, whether it's windows and it's spring and fall. But mental health days for the people that have such a high pressure job, give them a mental health day.
Yeah, correct. There's nothing like giving time back.
Right.
Right. Like especially when it's surprised. Surprise time off.
I think we talked about service techs already. What about some installers or the operations team that worry about safety?
Well, and I'm going to go back to something where we wanted to get to know the different people and know what's going to, you know, help drive them for that. There are going to be times when we're not close enough to those people to know. And I do think there is a good gift bid is a great opportunity for that, where it's giving a gift card to somebody. But the nice thing about something like that is they can pick from, I think it's like 400 different places. So if your guy's into tools, he can buy a Milwaukee tool with it. If he's into sports, he can go to Gander Mountain. It's a nice, easy way to do that. And it captures a really wide, wide spectrum.
Is that giftbit.com or how can people find that?
Giftbit.com. Yep.
Okay. That's amazing because I think it casts a wide net, like you said, of all the people that work with you because it's so huge. I know you've loved it.
Because you can get your interest. Think about like you and I, we could both get a giftbit like that. You would be Von Maur and I'd be wherever, right? But it hits both of us.
Scuba diving plus.
Right. And you can do that to a group. So we'll do that sometimes with a group.
Greg, where would you be if we were to give you a gift bit?
Wow. I know that this answer hinges on exactly what I'm going to get. So put on the spot. I don't know. I could do a little guitar center maybe.
Seriously?
Maybe.
I never would have known. Oh, my God. I wish I would have known you were into guitars because my husband's been talking for 37 years of marriage. He wanted a guitar. So I went to the guitar center. And I'm like, just here's my credit card. I don't know what to get.
Best day in that guitar center rep's life.
Oh, my God.
Greg's like, perfect. You just do that.
You can do that, too. Yeah, by the way.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. All right. When we come back, we will have some closing comments on talking incentives. Wow, Gregory, I just can't wait till the next time I see you. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ.
I'll take close to.
Welcome back to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki. Sabaki, say that 10 times. Sabaki.
It's the first and last name together, Ross Sabaki. That'll throw you off because there's so many S's there.
Oh, it just makes me remember the Polish comment, and someone's like, why are you offended? You're like, I am Polish.
Correct. I can do that.
I can do that. Ross is writing notes, so I got to know what in the world.
Well, I think there's a lot of really good ideas that that you brought up for it. And one thing that I would make sure to emphasize to the listeners, too, is when you're thinking about incentives of how to reward people is you can be brainstorming. Here's a great idea. But I think you also just think of your day-to-day life and look for areas of opportunities. I mean, look for those things that happen. And when I say that, something may happen with a coworker that you see or a peer, and that'll help direct you to, you just said it, write a note. So you'll take a note of that so that you can go back to that later. Perfect example, had an employee that was going through and they were picking out pile of clothes, right? It's mm-hmm. one of the things we do. One of the things that she picked out wasn't really like a work attire. And I was like, you know, hey, sorry, you got to change that because that's not something you could wear at work. Well, I didn't tell her. I bought it. So I still bought it. It's in my drawer. And I hope she's not listening because that's the idea. That's a great thing to give to her because it was cute. You know what I mean? It's like a yellow sweater. So give to that to her at some other point, right? But that was just looking for an area of opportunity of something to give back to somebody else in a meaningful way at a time that, you know, in a future event, future state.
Oh, wow, you ladies listening, your heart just totally melted for Ross Sabaki. That was so cute.
I hope she doesn't listen because they're just the surprise is gone now.
So out of our 8,255,000 listeners, we do need to lose one, and that would be that particular sales rep.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Oh, not sales rep, an inside person.
Oh, so now he's even giving more information. What is happening?
That's a fair point.
Oh, my good gravy. Okay. So today we've been talking about incentives, and of course, not just for sales, but for every role, because that's what makes a business successful. And guess what, you guys? Remember, it's the same across many industries, hospitals, hotels, radio producers that are cute as buttons, retail stores, trucking companies. The people who don't always get the spotlight are often the ones holding. They're the glue. They're the super glue holding everything together. I want, you know, when we broaden incentives, it creates a ripple effect. It really does. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree? It's a stronger culture.
Correct.
Happier employees. So here's the challenge. If you are a business leader listening today, I want you to ask yourself, are you recognizing every role? Because every role is contributing to your success. And if you're maybe not as successful as you want to be, are you recognizing every role?
Yeah.
That could be a missing piece too.
Correct. And if you don't have the time and you're not doing it, hire somebody that can do it for you.
Absolutely. Next week, we are going to talk about the power of recognition. I think it's going to beautifully tie in with today. Have a great week. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della on WTMJ.